Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Jen. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, August 4th.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you, Jen?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Another beautiful day outside.
Yep.
Beach weather, definitely. But obviously, we're not at the beach right now. We're in the studio. Although, you know, we can make people pictures, though, we're in the on the beach doing the show. And so since we don't have video, people can't really know where we are.
That's true.
Yeah. So actually, we're in somebody's basement here. It's very dark and everything. Right?
Sure, Sam.
Okay. So, I guess nothing really is going on, is there? We have a very special guest in the studio. We'll get to her in just a moment. And I wanted to bring this up. Did you see this about... these children being handcuffed, children with ADHD, and they got handcuffed in school for misbehaving.
I did not see that.
Yeah, and there's a video, and so now the ACLU is suing, and they're not happy about it. The question is, you know, I mean, when you see it, you go, okay, well, what else could they do? You know, I mean, these kids were out of control.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it was the right thing to do. I think we need to investigate this more and find out exactly what happened. But, I mean, in general, what do you think? Do you think it's appropriate to handcuff a kid?
I don't know. Don't know the standards for that and what is appropriate and what...
Right.
I mean...
Well, they're saying, let's say you know they're putting themselves and other people in danger.
Well, then I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to what else can you do?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And they're saying, I mean, the school is saying this is the protocol. This is what we're supposed to do.
Well, then if that's the case, then it's fine.
Yeah. But they're being sued. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's not as simple as it looks. But you know what? You watch it and it's not pleasant. It feels like something's wrong.
Right. Because they're not criminals.
They're not criminals. They're children that have problems. And but you see, that's the thing, though, is that I'm sure this is not the first time they misbehaved. And sometimes I think parents just leave it to the school to take care of their kids, you know, and improve their behavior and stuff,
right.
Which I don't think it's a school's responsibility.
I don't know, though, because, well, they have to have some kind of protocol, because if the kid is acting out at school,
right,
they have to do something. So while it's not their responsibility to change their behavior at home, you know, while they're there, that's they're in charge of them. But
right.
I mean, I'm actually glad that they're on high alert for kids acting out, because that's how shootings happen. Like,
right.
Not to say that the kids with ADHD are the ones doing the shootings, but you just don't know anymore.
Right.
So you have to take precautionary measures, I think.
Yeah.
Better be safe than sorry. And if kids are going to harm other kids,
yeah,
you do what you got to do.
Yeah, you really do. You know,
you're not tasing them. You're not putting them on the floor and tasing them.
Right.
Or putting them in a cage. You're putting restraints on them.
Right.
So.
No, that's true. You know, and I got to tell you, I used to teach as a sub, and I saw what school is like. You know, it's not easy. I mean, the teacher sometimes is like the policeman there. You know, it's like you can't even teach. There's some troublemakers and stuff, and the school can't do anything about it. You know, sometimes they can't even expel the kid. You know, so their hands are tied. You know, I mean, a lot of things have happened in education, but they need to... you know, on the one hand, you have the argument of separating the troublesome kids from the rest. But then if you do, then you put stigma on them and then they'll never get better.
Right. And then they also don't have a good example of what a like decently behaved child is.
Right.
So.
I know. So it's a tough thing. It's a tough call there, you know. But I mean, it doesn't seem like the officer is mean to him or anything, and he's telling him, you know, if you behave, I'll take off the handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Every time the ACLU gets involved, I'm starting to think twice about this, because sometimes they really get out of control with all the things that they sue about. But you know, so What else? I don't know. Help me out here. I wanted to just bring up the... What was it? Oh, well, that was a Donald Trump thing, but I don't want to talk about it now. So, because I forget we have a young guest in the studio, so we have to keep the conversation appropriate today.
Yes.
All right. So, well, let's bring her in right now. And she's not alone. She's 12 years old, and her name is Kira Nicole. Welcome to the show, Kira.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming here. You've been on the station before with Ilona Europa, who's sitting here as well. Yeah. Hi, Ilona.
Hello, Sam.
Welcome
Hello,
to the
everybody.
Show.
Thank you for having us. Of and course. Kira Nicole, of course.
Of course. And her mom, Diana, is here as well.
Her mom for support. And manager.
Yes, I am. Yes. And thank you, Sam, for having us on the show.
Of course, of course. So, Ilona, how did you find out about Kira?
You know, finding talent is not so easy. For many, many years, I am working in L.A., and I'm trying to find some good talents. Then I'm coaching them because I'm a singer-songwriter, and I have the highest education when it comes to vocal training from Europe. Then as getting older and more beautiful with the age, yeah. But I needed to find something that will excite me equally to performing and singing and just traveling and doing what I was always doing all my life. And also be current with what the music in America is about. For me, to learning what America was about was really tough. I needed to learn everything. But the music, it was something that I knew the young people, when they come to my studio, they'll be teaching me what is the hottest things on the radio.
Right.
This worked out beautifully. Then over like 15 years, I had maybe 120 great students, and maybe 10% had like amazing talents.
Right.
And maybe like 8% from 120 really are in Juilliard, in a USC. They are doing theater and film and recording. Then I knew by finding these amazing talents, I was learning what was the hottest on the radio,
really? Okay.
Hottest on TV. They were teaching me, and
yeah,
I was developing my own way of singing
right.
and trying to be always relevant. What is a dance music? Because that's how I got discovered in America, you know, writing and singing dance music. Kira, when it comes to this amazing, beautiful girl, like I said, 120 students, and you always are looking for somebody to have the it, something that I call it. And we know what it means in performance.
Right.
You look at somebody and you're like, something.
So they have to have the whole package, the attitude and everything. And, you know, obviously when you're young, many people are shy and stuff, but Kira is outgoing.
And we are in Hollywood. 10 years old girl is already supposed to have 50 films behind. If they, you know, she's, you know, it's crazy what's going on right now. But I'm just, no. 10 years old girl. When I met her, she was 10 and a half, I think. And one of a community beautiful places that I'm coaching or doing some courses from time to time. And then I saw this girl doing crazy summers. How you call this?
Somersault?
Yes, yeah. This on the floor. Yes, you were so full of energy. And obvious part of this camp was the singing also. Mm. Then I heard her voice. And my daughter, Natasha Muraya, who is a singer-songwriter, she was also teaching dance and helping me with singing. She said, you need to look at this girl. I had her before, and she's very, very special. Then right away, I knew it. But anyway, knowing
Kira,
that somebody...
Do you feel special?
Now I do.
That's so good. But I say, I'm going very fast to just start what really makes me so excited, because find a talent in age of 10 and a half is not enough. You need to have support of parents.
Right.
Because, you know, child could be very, very talented, but if somebody will not bring...
But he's also have to have the attitude, right? He has to be driven and have the ambition and everything.
You
it's
cannot
not
make
just
child do anything if they don't want to.
Yeah.
Very tough. You can maybe give them $100, say, hey, if you will go... No, you cannot.
Yeah.
She had everything. She has drive, she has talent, she has patience, she has a dream, and her mom is there all the way with her. Every lesson.
So she was a student, and that's how you pretty much met her.
You know, she was part of the camp that I was teaching in a community center.
Okay.
And it was like 20 children.
What camp is that?
The performance camp in Oak Park Community Center. Then, I mean, I'm doing lots of stuff everywhere, but there was the one many years ago, like 2 years ago, that I think. Yeah, and then when she was, and her voice, her beautiful tiny, she was even tinier, obviously.
Yeah.
She's this beautiful girl and very, very petite.
So it was like perfect timing, right?
Perfect
Kira,
timing.
Kira, how did you end up in that camp?
Well, my mom got me into it, and I was on the fence about going, actually.
Really?
Because I didn't really know what it was going to be all about. Mm-hmm. But I ended up going, and it was a lot of fun, and I met this wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And, you know, relationship that we all have is just you cannot replace the feeling for the talent, feeling mm-hmm. for the seriousness of her wanting to become what she dreams about. Right. Then if you have partnership like that, plus, again, amazing support of parents, because mm-hmm. without parents, the child is nothing. We are talking about problems with children in
the
schools.
Right.
You know, but parents are guilty of lots of stuff that children are doing wrong in a school. And music helps children a lot to, you know, describe their insides and just being better human.
Yeah. So, Kira, so you started singing at an early age, right?
Yeah.
Did you always like singing?
Yeah, I always have. Even when I was six, I would sing all Taylor Swift songs and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
So she gets through to people even 6 years old, Jen.
Yeah. Oh, right? I know. I believe it. So is that who you'd like your career to be modeled after?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not a bad career, right?
Not at all. Who wouldn't want to be Taylor Swift, right?
Everybody.
Yeah, she's made it really big.
Yes, so. And she seems like a really smart girl. Smart. Yeah.
And classy.
Yeah.
How beautiful and how refreshing is this? And we all pray for Taylor Swift, not go left or right, just stay on this beautiful.
Right.
I think she will.
Oh, please.
Because she's had every opportunity.
We need
to.
A model for everybody to go after and say it's possible to be beautiful, smart, elegant, brainy, you know, and have her fun too, because she's a young lady. She has a right to date and have heartbreaks or something, but still with class.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So very good. So that's the music you started getting into is Taylor Swift and everything. And is there anybody else that you like to listen to and to sing?
I like Ariana Grande.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, she sings pretty nicely, right? I didn't know anything about her until Jen told me.
I like her music.
Yeah.
And Jen, imagine what a difference is between I love Taylor Swift and I love Ariana Grande. And having a teacher like me and 12 years old girl who just loves the music of Ariana Grande and is pretty, I will say, grown-up music, you know, for a 20-year-old artist. The girl is just gorgeous, talented. Her voice is amazing. But still, the music is maybe, you can say, inappropriate for the age of 12. Right. But in a way, I think language of love in music cannot hurt.
Right.
Music doesn't hurt. Then, and with agreement from Diane, again, her manager mother, we decided that if that's what she wants to sing, let her do anything what she wants.
Right,
and that was the best decision, I think.
So, but like singing Taylor Swift songs, aren't those like grown-up songs?
No,
they're not.
No.
Okay, so she doesn't sing about like broken hearts?
She sings about like Friday
like
night and like going out with friends.
Yeah, she doesn't sing about broken hearts.
She does, but that can happen at any age.
But now, Kira, you know, her songs are a little bit different. You know, Taylor Swift went far from the country pop. What she's doing is the song.
I think she's just pop now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So you liked her back then when she had a little bit country in her too?
Yeah, I listened to all of her music ever since I was little.
Cool. And you realized you like to sing with the music too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So, and so that was before you started having your own music and stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, so I guess your mom decided that you probably, you decided you wanted her to pursue what she liked.
She nagged me.
She nagged
you.
No,
I didn't.
She nagged me. She wanted voice lessons, and I, of course,
really, so
what she wanted, because I think the kids should explore their
definitely passion. And you know, many parents promote playing an instrument or something, but the voice really is the most powerful instrument, and if that's your favorite instrument, then that's what you develop, you know. So you started taking singing lessons, Kira?
Yes, I think I started singing lessons when I was like 7, but then I stopped because I moved. But then I came back and I met Alona.
Right.
And I started up again.
So what did they teach you in voice lessons? What were they teaching you when you first started?
I think I just sung songs at that point.
Yeah.
I don't think they really like.
They don't tell you how to breathe and all that stuff?
At that age, no. I don't
know. No, huh? So what are the voice lessons? What do they consist of then? I mean, what do they teach you then?
Well, now?
No, back then, oh, when you first started. Yeah, I'm really curious.
I think that we sung songs. She can probably remember more than me.
She's very young.
Yeah, that's true.
They did a lot of scale kind of work and that sort of thing first to warm up, and then she would sing songs selected by the instructor at the time.
I see. So they would make sure they can hit the notes and everything and that sort of thing. Sing in tune, pretty much, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does singing run in your family? Mom, do you sing? Mm.
No, absolutely not.
No, huh? Wow. It's probably jumped a couple generations or something, you know.
But when you ask mom about songs on the radio, she knows all.
Well, that's
good.
This lady
is the biggest fan of music, I think.
And that's the thing. I mean, you don't have to perform music to love music, you know, and that's the thing. Maybe you've had it in you and you passed it on.
That could be. Yeah. You never know.
So we're talking to Kira Nicole, and she is a singer, songwriter, actress, and model. Wow, that's a lot to have done in 12 years. Right, Kira?
Yes.
So those are all the things that you dreamed of doing. You feel you're a creative type.
Yeah, I love to do a lot of things.
Yeah, you don't want to sit in an office for 9 hours, right? Not your cup of tea.
Too.
Yeah,
so sweet.
She hasn't tried it yet.
She's
so
great
she
student.
Know.
She's A+ student, and I know she loves to study. That's another beautiful thing. Right. That if you have smart childhood dreams, practically they can do all. They will take care of the studying and hobby, which means very professional right now for her. This is a job that she does. She's studying music too.
Yeah,
she's playing guitar. She's
amazing.
Writing. Yeah.
So you write your own music now? Your own songs? Do you write the lyrics and the melody?
Well, I co-write with Ilona.
So I see. Okay, so you guys collaborate when you write together.
You know, when you have somebody so young and so deeply involved with music, and I knew her talent and love for music is much more above her age, and understanding music too, when we decided to put her first time to studio, naturally I gave her two of my songs to just try how she will rag in the studio after many, many lessons, and just knowing I think she could do a good job, and she was 11. And we took her to studio. She sounded great. Then naturally we said, we got some talent, maybe we'll do a whole album with her. Because, you know, it's a goal. You need to have a goal with children. Teaching them singing, okay. Eventually they will get bored. But people who have some goal, like I know that myself too, I always have a goal. Then I knew that she will love the process of creating another song, doing another things. In the beginning, I was choosing from my library of songs. But then later I said, honey, she speaks beautifully.
Yeah,
she's
so
smart.
You need original music.
Yeah, you see, let's just do something together. And we got this song that I started writing, and Kira was part of songwriting, but it was really about my tough life and heartbreaks and very mature, because that's what Ilona is, always drama queen. And I wrote a song we called Final Mistake, which obviously was about divorce and a lot of heart problems, but this girl just fell in love with this song. We knew it's something maybe too mature for her, but I don't believe that children have no right to pick out what they feel about troubles in life too. She took this song like her own, and some lyrics that she was helping me with were just lines, very beautiful, and I couldn't do them this way because I'm not American speaking language person. Then her lines were really beautiful in some places. I just loved it. Then that was our first song that we were writing with, around the piano.
I think so.
That was the first song. Mistake. And now Final Mistake, oh my gosh, could be the best mistake that we ever made, putting on an album, because he's in the final. It's a very big competition.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So do we have the song on here?
Yes, Final Mistake, I hope.
Final Mistake, okay, yes. Yeah, we have that. Because I'm curious now to hear what
Very
Kira
serious song,
like.
But oh boy, this girl sings.
So when was the song recorded?
Like 8 months, 9 months
Kira,
ago, maybe.
Remember?
I think eight, 9 months.
And how do you remember how long it took you to produce the whole song, have it recorded till it's perfect?
I think it was about 2 hours.
Yes.
Two hours. Wow. That's
it's always
cool.
Story behind it, because this song, one only, we recorded in big studio, Blue Moon Studio, and she was sick. She was sick day before, but the big studios, they booked you mostly for longer sessions. That's how they can survive, if not for hours. But I have good relationship with Blue Moon Studio and Vanelli Studio, beautiful one. Then they said, okay, we know you have great people. We'll give you 2 hours or 3 hours. Just it's not about making money off these young people. Let them to sing in the beautiful studios and feel how this could be. And I felt that the song is appropriate for the big studio and give her this dream that she one day can be only recording stuff like that and somebody will pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, but she was sick. She didn't give up. And we decided to go with how far we can go, see if she can do it. And that was another amazing looking at her.
Sounds
fighting
good.
Her problems and delivering so good vocals.
So now, Ilona, do we also have your version of the song here?
You see, I didn't record this song yet because I would be crying my heart out if
Sing
my own song my life. You know?
So you wrote a song and everything, but you let Kira take it.
That's what I did.
See, okay.
And
so you never recorded it yourself.
I will with different versions.
Because I'd love
more
to
acoustic.
See what they sound like, you know, the two versions and stuff.
That's cool. One of them, yeah. I have a few songs, two songs that I recorded and she records later, but this one, she did it. She did a beautiful job. I need to be good one too one day when I record this one, but I'm still too emotional about the topic.
Okay, well, I guess Kira's not. She's not emotional about it yet, right? You got your whole life ahead of you.
Yes.
Please, no final mistakes.
You just think about happy things.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's listen to Kira Nicole's song, Final Mistake, and let's get an idea of what you sound like. Going to fade this out because I don't want to. We still have stuff to play and everything. This is an amazing song. And Ilona, first of all, kudos for the song. I mean, it's a great song.
I know.
You know, I like
you're part of my life for the last 3 years. And I think if you really listen, you understand.
Right.
This is a really tough song to sing, but we all have mistakes in life. And some of them are coming with big price. And But again, the mistakes are to overcome.
Yeah. No, and I mean, the melody and the production, everything is great. You
Mimo
know?
Capuano, Domenico Capuano did arrangement for the song. He is Italian composer from Eiffel 65. If everybody remembers Blue, Blue, he did this. Yes. And now he's in America. I was happy to bring him to America to just allow him to have his career in a scoring business for the movies. And he just did the most beautiful arrangement for us.
Yeah, this is a great job on the song.
Thank you so much.
And
Kira,
very powerful voice. Amazing.
Thanks. Amazing. I got chills.
Yeah, huh?
Yep.
I know, me too. I was really getting into it, and I like this kind of music too, you know? I mean, I can I can get into it, you know.
Thank you.
I don't know what it is with me. When I listen to music, I don't really listen to the words that much. But so I go for the music, for the melody and everything. And then I start getting into the words.
Yeah.
But music, you know, the to me, the melody is even more important than the lyrics.
Absolutely.
You know, and for some people, it's the other way around. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, you write the song.
I think if you really like melody, you will get into lyrics very fast. You know, another way, you just need to fall in love with first melody, and then
the melody,
what is a song about. But the best is when they both run together. Absolutely.
So now, Ilona, when you wrote this, did you write the lyrics first and then the melody, or the other way around?
It's so weird. I put the chords on the piano, and the first idea for the song, I Don't Want to Cry Anymore, I Don't Want to Hurt Anymore, then was really, I knew that that's what this song will be about. Mm. And sometimes I write first lyrics, but I like write first melody, and then I'm bringing lyrics to it, yes.
Yeah, so you get like the melody in your head.
Yeah, that was dramatic song. I knew the chords. I knew there would be big drama and a lot of minors. We used to, Europeans, people love minor chords.
Right.
Chords, then, yeah.
And you were able to write a song that's kind of outside your genre, because you sing dance and stuff like
that. I sing dance, not because that's my choice, because when I came from Poland, I was already in the 30s, and in America, it was Britney Spears' time. Everybody
so that's
was
what
young
they told
and gorgeous.
You that you should do.
And dance music is faceless. Was faceless by then. Then I thought that if I can break some good song, electronica song, people will never ask for the question, how old I am, or, you know, where I came from, because Tina Turner, obviously, and one of those amazing Cher or something, they are singing, nobody cares how they are not 16 or 18.
Right.
And I was right. For the first 10 years, I just got really recognized in the dance music genre, but I write everything, and I'm releasing a lot of albums, and I'm selling my songs to a lot of artists, and that's how I survive in this beautiful scary place, LA, called LA.
Very interesting. So Kira, now you do you have an album yet, or just a few tracks at this point?
I have an album.
Oh wow. So I mean, there's some song, there's what, 11 songs on here.
Yes.
You've been busy, huh, Kira?
Yes, it's been really fun though, going to the studio. And the people are great.
And there's a lot of attention around you and everything, right? That's cool.
Fabulous.
Loved by everybody.
Yeah.
And Mama is always, her manager is always there, because when she's in a studio, she's mother, but she also has this, you know, she carries herself beautifully. Diane, I love you.
Like her coach.
And she's a lawyer, too. Mother is really smart, smart businesswoman. But they have this beautiful comfort zone between each other. The child is not offended by mother sitting in a studio on her session, which most of artists I ever work, they don't want parents there.
Right.
They want
you guys have a very special relationship. You're close, right? You're close with your mom?
Yeah.
Really cool. Do you have any siblings, Kira?
Yes, so I have two siblings. I have an older sister who's 18, and I have an older brother who's 15.
Oh, wow, cool. Are they into music, too?
Yes, but not like
they like
singing.
Music, but they're not going to get into it like you are.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And they support you, I imagine, right?
Yes.
Sometimes? When you're not fighting, right?
Yeah, when we're not fighting, they're pretty supportive.
That's very cool. So, now what do they do, Kira? I mean, what interests does your sister have? Is she an artistic too, like you?
She's, just finished being a competitive cheerleader.
Oh, really?
She just went to college.
I see. Okay. So she'll end up as a lawyer like your mom, probably.
I think medicine is the way she's going.
Oh, really? Wow.
We need good doctors.
Yeah.
For our broken hearts and heads. Yeah, we need them.
Cool.
And what about your brother? What are his interests?
He plays golf.
Really? At 15?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good.
Cool.
And Mama, Diane,
he's doing very well.
Yeah.
So everybody's active, doing their own thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very nice. Did you grow up here in L.A.?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. You were born here?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like you moved from somewhere else or anything.
No.
You were born right into Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
Into the entertainment industry, pretty much. It's hard to resist, I know. Now, so it keeps you busy. Now, do you manage to I would imagine still go to school and get your studies done, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So how does that work? I mean, so you go to school in the morning and then you go and record in the evening?
Yes, mostly I think sometimes I record on school days, but I think I record on weekends mostly.
Oh, okay,
so that
good.
We can do it in the morning.
So you can do it around your schedule and everything.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
I think I like science the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of science? I guess at this point they don't break it down yet, right? Like physics and chemistry and all that stuff. It's just science
in
general.
I'm getting into that this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
What grade are you in now?
I'm going into seventh.
Oh, into seventh grade.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool. Do you enjoy school?
Yeah, I actually really like
you do
it.
Because you have other things to do too. It's not like your parents tell you it's only school and that's it, right? And then you burn out.
Well, a lot of it is. Yeah.
School is number one.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Always have to have something to fall back on, you know.
Yeah.
Entertainment is not easy, as you probably have discovered already, right? You can work hard, but it's still
you
hard
need to wait for your break.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you need to be
long,
discovered
sometimes,
yeah. But it definitely you have to do everything you can about it because it's not going to come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in going on one of those shows like The Voice or American Idol?
I mean, I think I might when I get old enough.
Really? How old do you have to be? Do you know, 16 or something?
16?
Really?
I think it's 16 for The Voice.
Great. Well,
and American Idol, I think, is the last year. Yes,
I
think
it's the last year. Actually, it might be 15 for The Voice.
And what about America's Got Talent?
That could be good. But I had a pleasure to take three of my students a few years ago and to see what this thing's about. And I always repeat to everybody, it's really in the beginning, it's not about the best talent because so many people are fighting for the same, and to catch attention of any juror in a meal of 30 seconds, open your mouth and sing something and show what you have, it's very, very tough. It's a lot of luck.
Right.
In this industry, you need to work hard, but you need to have always the luck, a little bit luck on your side.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I went. We stayed for many, many hours. We just had good time meeting a lot of artists. The children, they were very young. They didn't get through another route, but I think that was always good to show them sometimes the success need to be waited for
right.
a long, long time and to do your things, you know.
That's true, yeah. So
Kira knows too.
Definitely, Kira, you have to be patient, but also keep doing what you love to do, you know.
Definitely.
So now, Ilona, you mentioned something about the competition.
I know.
Tell us a little bit about that.
And, you know, we say we are waiting for some success sometimes for a long, long time, but sometimes you need to help yourself and help right. The talent to be seen and heard. Then I'm so happy we have good partner with her manager, mom, Diana, because she submits Kira's music to a lot of places. Just we'll see if we get lucky. And I think we got lucky with Final Mistake, and I think you are the best to describe what you did. Where did you submit? What is the competition about? Could you describe us, Diana?
Sure.
What was it?
It's a competition called Unsigned Only.
Uh-huh.
It's a music competition that it's international and it focuses on independent artists that are unsigned, obviously.
Right.
And I submitted that, and she made the semifinals, which was very exciting. And then
wow.
she came and became a finalist. So she's
really?
Currently a finalist in the competition. And we should find out in September where that's going to fall.
Right. And what is cool, because they have A&Rs are right now looking into 10 vocalists in a teen category, because they have every category from pop, but she's in a teen categories. And when you go, we have links and on Accent On and on Kira Nicole pages on Facebook. If you click the links, you can hear 10 people that she's worked fighting against. She's the youngest. Her voice with the Final Mistake song, for sure she sounds like she's the youngest. But the music that she's fighting against and people, amazing songs.
Right.
They're amazing songs. They could be on the radio right now, all these people.
Right.
Then that's what shows you. And they're from all around the world, people.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
So you're in good company.
She's in a
right,
great
Kira?
Company. Then whatever, 10, one of 10, she could only go up.
Right.
But that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And then what happens if you win?
I think that you...
You get some mentoring.
You get signed or something?
It's not... You don't get signed. There's no promises in that way. But you are mentored with some of the best
Really? Which would help a lot in your career. Yeah. So how many times did you have to win to get to the semifinals? Do you remember, Kira? I mean, because you had to win several steps to get to the semifinal, right?
Well, this was... it's not a live competition. You submit the music. Right. And so... I think there were the two cuts by the people at Unsigned Only, and then they take the finalists and submit those to the A&R people for final judging.
I see. Okay. And that competition is taking place in L.A.?
We don't know because this is online. And,
oh, it is an online
it's
thing.
It's online.
Cool.
It's
so
all around the world.
Participate.
And we don't know. Do we know A&R's names of the judges? Did they give us?
I probably do. It's on their website, but I...
Then, you know, I think we are here also to beg and please help us also to get Kira, I don't know, a little bit higher. It's not really about winning because being finalist in international competition in age of 12 with really 1.5 year of serious singing and already album on the iTunes, that's for sure. But we are so thankful for that. And then I know she's doing well. But then we would love people to just vote for her. They have the voting link on the... Yes, if you can...
Yeah, so go ahead. Tell us how we can vote for her.
Okay. Separate from the actual judging by the A&R people, they have a fan component to it. The listeners can go online and vote for their fan favorite.
Okay.
So that's a separate thing.
Right.
But the voting... I actually set it up on her website to make it easier... which is www.kyra-nicole.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just click on the link there. It takes you to the voting site, drop down to the teen category, and then you'll find Kira's name and a big
Final Mistake song.
Cool.
Thumb and the name of the song.
Every day you can,
every day you can vote once a day through August 24th.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to bring up her site real quick.
Oh, I love
because
it.
I want
Thank
to
you,
see.
Sam.
Yeah,
if we can
course.
Pause this, maybe people will help us to get her higher. She's from L.A. and all around the world, people fighting for this spot up.
So this is cool. I mean, you guys...
She's 19.
She's number 19 on the voting issue right now.
Wow, very cool. So, if you go to her website, kyra-nicole.com, there's a big link for to vote here. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to see that there is a teen category, very easy to find.
Thank you, Sam.
And let's see, and there's Kira Nicole right there, Final Mistake. So all you guys have to do is click on the hand, right?
That's right.
That's it.
They ask you for an email
address. For email address, right, and that's it. You know, they want to make sure it's not a robot or something.
Yes, and every day you can do that to just help Kira Nicole to be recognized by A&Rs, and she's worth to just looking at her future. She's great. She's a great girl.
No, definitely. So let's hear another song real quick. Which next one? We have a little bit, and we have Teardrop.
Okay. I think it'll
Kira,
be because it's less
like?
Sad. And a Teardrop is also beautiful about just children trying to help another children causes. Oh, yeah. And I think it's a beautiful song for any charitable events. And Kira, oh my gosh, that's I'll be crying when she sings this one. But a little bit on my own, explain, you know, this is like big stuff for you because your first video was also produced for this song.
We taped my first music video with a little bit on my own, and it was really fun. We had two different days. First day we were at a ranch, and then the second day we were at a high school where we were filming. And it was a really great experience because we got people from LA Casting, so it was just
It was a pretty
really
big production. 60 people almost were involved, and I can plug my daughter, Natasha Miraya from USC, and her big crew from USC filming department. They were helping. They brought the bestest camera, everything they focus on. This girl, oh my gosh, people go to YouTube and check her video a little bit on my own. And it's country song, country pop, which we are going back to Taylor Swift, because that's why she loved it so much. And I knew she needs to have minimum 2 songs on her albums that are country pop.
Great. Okay, so let's listen to Kira a little bit.
On my own.
A little bit on my own. Okay, it just says a little bit here. But A Little Bit on My Own by Kira Nicole.
I want to save my lonely
awesome song, man. I really enjoy it, you know, and I mean, I'm like, what, 100 times your age or something? So, but it's fun. It's fun music. You really can hold a tune and much more than that, you know. I mean, it's like you sing professionally.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. She really does. Then yeah. We need help. We need anybody and everybody who listened to this beautiful Thank You, Sam show and having us here to just maybe reach out to you, to me, Ilona Europa. I have Accent On show on beautiful station, LA Talk Radio. I'm just so honored to be here for a few years. Then just if anybody has idea how to help Kira, especially when it comes to Nickelodeon, right. Disney Channel.
Definitely a good investment. Yes, if you're looking to make money, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, this girl can probably make a lot of money for some talent agency.
Invest in someone who's worth it.
Yeah, everybody needs help. And I believe always time is right now when you're ready. And this girl wants it and hard work, working girl.
Yeah. So, Kira, what's next for you? What do you think you're going to do next?
Well, I just finished recording another song, so I'm going to release it as a single soon-ish. Like within the next week.
It's okay. But we don't need to know exactly the time.
With another European composer who just flew to LA and just came to my studio, and he said, okay, let's see what you got. We wrote the song for her especially. It was very fast because sometimes really you work hard on a longer process. We had no time. He was leaving to Europe right away. But yeah, he was pretty surprised how great she is. And now we cannot wait to see the result. And we'll be single.
And you got to find, you know, like you said, there's a little luck involved and also the right timing. And, you know, if you meet someone who's looking for someone like you, then it's going to be perfect, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, not every agent or every A&R is going to look for a young singer and everything. But when they do, they sure are going to have something good to choose from, you know. So that will be cool. So everybody check out, go to KiraNicole.com. That's did I just close the website? I can't believe I did. Okay.
Dan, you can read
it. Yes, spell it for us again.
KiraNicole.com.
Right. And go there and vote for her. And you know it's going to help because then we're going to get more music from her, and which will be nice, you know. So the thing is that to remember that you're not doing this to be rich and famous. You're doing it because you love to do it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what art is. It's like you don't do it because of how many people are going to buy it. You know, you produce what it is that you want, and then if people are interested, they're going to buy it, you know? But you have to stay true to yourself and sing the songs that you like and the music that you like and keep on doing that, you know. And don't measure your success by how much money you make and how many fans you have on Facebook or something, you know. You just have to stay confident that you have what it takes. You know, not many people
definitely do.
And there are younger artists that that are very talented, but they don't have the personality. Maybe they can't connect with the audience. Maybe they're too shy. You know, they're not confident enough. But you seem to be out there. You have no problem being behind the mic.
And, thank you.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool. All right. So, Ilona, your show is on Monday. You have two shows. You have an audio show at 6 and a video show at 7.
Sam, you are making my dreams come true. And, you know, having my radio show 3 years ago, I started. I remember this day forever. Lucy Hill, you were part of the show. Scott Liefrit from Hell's Kitchen also. And I was just there with Scott Liefrit. And I had my headphones and scared to death to open my mouth to talk on the show. But I enjoyed so much. That was my dream for like 7 years before, to have my own show, whatever the show would be. I knew it would be about accented people. I knew it. And you told me right after, say, you're supposed to have your own show. I'm like, I dream about this. What this will be about? I'm like, about accented people with accent. You said a great idea. And that's what, in 3 years ago almost, that's my journey with LA Talk Radio.
And you've had some great guests and you've given people opportunity, you know, people who may not
I love it. I don't know what I'm doing till this day. I'm going with my intuition and heart, like every artist is supposed to. You just bring what you think is right for your show. And that's all what I do. And I love artists. And I have a pleasure to have people all around the world with their music. And sometimes they, for the first time, they're bringing fresh songs. And I know it's the first release on Accent On. That means so much.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
And the TV on a video channel, because you have now, Sam gave us right to have our own video show.
So that's on at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Mondays.
And people can see.
Right here on LA Talk Radio, right?
Yeah,
they can see. And you can see. And actually, Kira was on your show last week.
Yes.
So if people want to see her, they can see that. And so Kira, where can people find your music? If they want to get it,
they can find my music on iTunes.
Uh huh.
You can. That's
title of the album is. Your title of the album is
A Little Bit On My Own.
A Little Bit On My Own. So that was the title track we just heard.
Yes, it is.
And she also is on a dance radio right now. She's charting she has a promotion from New York, promoter, and we are trying to introduce one of her song, which was half talk, half singing, very fun song. We had great video to the two. That was our first introduction for the dance radio for young people, because I think people are dancing to two grown-up lyrics, and young people want to dance, but they need their own music, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin Bieber grew up so fast, and now he's like, what to dance when you are 12, 13? Well, too much funky words.
Yeah, that's true.
In the songs, yeah.
That's true. All right, well, this is the end of the show. Kira, thank you so much. Kira Nicole.
Thank you.
Everybody, check her out. She's everywhere. You can just, go to her website or Google her. I'm sure you're going to come up.
Don't forget to vote.
Don't forget to vote. So, yeah, go to her website and vote there. And get the CD, A Little Bit On My Own, now available on iTunes. So there you go. Alona, thank you so much for bringing her in.
Thank you so much.
Very exciting.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Of course. And Diana, thank you for bringing us this great artist.
Thank you so much.
And much success to both of you and everybody else that's involved. All right, everybody. Well, that's it for today. Jen, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you,
Jen. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.